This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And our top story is brought to us by two letters, S and P, and by one number, $1.37 billion. That's what Standard & Poor's, the credit ratings agency, has agreed to pay in fines and penalties to settle state and federal charges that it helped the big banks drag us all down into the morass of toxic assets and mortgage-backed securities gone bad back in 2008, that they had, in other words, given stellar ratings to a whole lot of junk investments. S&P, it should be said, admits no wrongdoing as part of this deal, but we have all collectively reached, perhaps, the beginning of the end of all the investigations into the mortgage meltdown with this settlement. And so we are left, one could say, with a question. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
So what's changed in the world of credit ratings? Well, not much, if you ask Daniel Drossman, an attorney who is suing Standard & Poor's.
The fundamental conflict of interest that has led to this litigation and these massive settlements still exists because you have the rating agencies being paid by the very institutions whose bonds they're grading.
Standard & Poor's doesn't agree, obviously. Adam Schumann is chief legal officer of S&P Rating Services.
The whole industry, and certainly at Standard & Poor's, you know, has really been transformed over recent years.
Schumann says a governance board monitors conflicts of interest, and half the members are independent. He says S&P has beefed up its compliance department, and employees are evaluated on how well they follow the rules. And he says regulation has expanded.
Dodd-Frank created an office in the SEC dedicated to credit rating agencies. And that group conducts annual examinations of each credit rating agency.
Others say the problem goes beyond the relationship between ratings agencies and the clients they rate. Bill Harrington is an independent researcher who worked at Moody's for many years. He says when it comes to the kinds of complex investments at the heart of the financial crisis, there are a lot of vested interests who want to make a credit rating look better than it should.
It's the rating agencies and the bank underwriters and the counsel that is supposedly looking at the deal's merits and the auditors. None of them get paid unless the deal closes with a AAA rating.
This isn't the end of the fight between ratings agencies and authorities. There's an outstanding lawsuit against a Standard & Poor's employee, and Moody's recently became the target of a probe by the Department of Justice. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.